Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about transmutation. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, friends, I found all these fucking trannies and they're doing stupid shit. Yes, it's Mutant League football all over again. Yay, how fun. Yes, friends, I got videos and all kinds of things about these fucking twisted constructs. Are you ready to start laughing? I know I am, so let's roll. Yes, friends, are you guys hungry? Are you ready to eat? Yes, I have this little thing about the commercials in the United States versus Japan. You want to show what they do for McDonald's? Huh? Well, enjoy! The girl is mine. The dog Yes, in fucking America, they have that fucking tranny nigger, grimace-looking bitch fucking selling hamburgers. But in Japan, they got a fucking cute little Asian bitch. So, yeah, what do you think? Apples and oranges. Huh, whatever. Just saying. Don't forget to smile, friends. Yes, we have these trannies all over the place. Yes, and now they want to be politicians. I got a clip of a tranny from California that wants to be a senator. Yes, you want to fucking have a tranny fucking running shit? Oh yes, fun times indeed. Well, let's play that clip.
ICE needs to get the out of California.
ICE is actually a government official entity or something like that. They're supposed to be there. Don't they have a mandate to kick all these fucking undesirables out of our country? But no! We got this fucking dude wearing a dress thinking that he knows more than fucking everyone else, and he's supposed to keep immigrants here. Why? Why? So you have fucking extra organs so when you get your fucking freaking penis replaced, you could get another one or something? Yeah, you fucking ghoul. Whatever, let's continue.
My name is Maybe. I'm running for state senate in the heart of Los Angeles in East LA.
Yes, California and even Los Angeles was a nice place once upon a time. But then you have these fucking genetic terrorists coming in here and start doing their weird fucking terrorist attacks. Yes, you think this is supposed to be fucking normal? You call this shit normal? A guy wearing a dress? Get the fuck, man. Get the fuck out of here. This is stupid bullshit. But whatever, we're in this timeline, so enjoy.
And I will fight for human rights in the state legislature. I've been working with people experiencing homelessness for over a decade.
No, people are usually fucking homeless because they're fucking batshit crazy. Yeah, a lot of these people, all they'd rather do is get high and just fucking wallow in their own filth. They're fucking happy there. It's because here in the United States, we take care of our fucking bums. No, you're supposed to get rid of bums, but whatever. That's why the world is shit, because we let fucking dumbasses do whatever the fuck they want. Well, whatever, let's continue.
Volunteering at shelters, being the homelessness liaison for the neighborhood council, and now being the operations manager for the neighborhood homeless coalition.
Oh, fuck you. You think you're doing so fucking well in the community. No, all the bullshit you're doing is all bullshit. No, you're just a fucking biological weapon here to fucking just blow up. No, you're not doing nothing good. But whatever, people are stupid and I bet this motherfucker's gonna win. Well, you get what you pay for, right? So, enjoy.
I'm fighting to make California affordable, safe, and inclusive for all. Tuition-free college, healthcare for all, housing for all, renters' rights.
Yeah, look at this shit. It says universal healthcare. Where the fuck are we gonna get the money for that shit? You stupid fuck. Doesn't all those fucking surgeries that you fucking take cost a shitload of money? Yeah, getting tit implants, turning your dick into a pussy, fucking shaving your chin, and all this other shit. So fucking stupid. And housing for all? No, motherfucker, if you can't afford a house, why the fuck should you get one for free? You're fucking stupid. Oh, and then tuition-free college. That would be nice, but not everybody has the fucking brains to go to college. Yeah, you gonna be a doctor so you could do fucking tranny operations? Fuck you! You're fucking retarded, but whatever. And then what's environmental justice? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Are you supposed to give trees fucking rights too? Fuck you. Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna turn your Woody into a fucking pussy or some shit. You're dumb. Let's see, what else? And it says racial justice. What, to protect niggers and fucking all these dumbasses? And then faggot rights. It says LGBT fucking whatever vegetable soup fucking then whatever fucking alphabet soup. Yeah, this is fucking stupid. Well, people think that's just fucking important. labor rights. Well, it'd be nice fucking working and protecting workers, but what about fucking the people that are giving these jobs away? People think that you should give your money away just because. That is so stupid, but that's retarded, but whatever. And what about tenant rights? No, if you own a fucking house and these motherfuckers ain't paying you and they're trashing up your house, it's like, fuck you, go live in the fucking street, you dumb fucks. But whatever. Then reproductive rights. What? And all these people need to fucking have babies? But what about us men? I know you cut your dick off so you don't technically count as a man. So they say. But yeah, what about us men? Don't you think we should have fucking children too? I don't have any kids. So what the fuck? What about my reproductive rights? Fuck me, right? Fuck you, you bitch. Or dude. Whatever. And then they want to stay out of war. Yes, we should stay out of war, but who's controlling the country? It's not us, that's for damn sure, right, you fucking freaks? Fucking weird-ass tranny fucking creature? Whatever, let's continue.
We can have all of these things. We deserve all of these things.
Excuse me, sir, but no, you deserve nothing. If you want stuff, you gotta fight and die for it. Yes, if you want rights and all that good shit, you're gonna have to fight wars and take these things. Because you think they're going to be given to you? You're a fucking stupid guy. Anyways, let's continue.
We're going up against some powerful special interest groups in this race, including the landlord lobby.
Oh yes, let's fight these bad fucking landlords. Even though they own the houses and you're staying there, and you're not going to pay no fucking rent? Oh, okay. That seems like a fucking good fucking idea. Fucking dumbass, but whatever.
The fossil fuel companies in-
Oh, this motherfucker's going to go against APEC. Wasn't Jews that convinced you to cut your dick off, you dumbass? What the fuck? I guess it's revenge for fucking getting your dick chopped off, huh? Well, good for you, man. I hope you do win your fucking plight against APEC, but you do you, boo.
Even the leaders of APEC. This campaign only takes money from individuals.
Oh, yes. I'm sure these are the type of fucking donors you have, you fucking sick degenerate puppy. But yeah. Yeah, do you want these people ruling the world? Look at this. Yeah, do you want to be fucking have this thing as your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you want to call it? Yes, friends, let's ensure the gay future. That'll be fun for the whole family, right? Anyways, let's continue.
People that we are going to be elected to represent, not foreign interest groups, not lobbyists, not corporate, anything.
Yes, it says right here that California never had a tranny legislation person creature thing. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be having these things here. Yes, well, we might as well have fucking children fucking running for office. Yeah, you could have little Timmy right there, and they could implement a fucking extension on your fucking bedtime stories, and have free ice cream, and kissing your owies or whatever. Yeah, sounds like a good fucking future for all, right? Well, let's continue.
California has never had a trans or non-binary legislator, and that is far past time to...
We must be in hell. Yes, we all died and now we're in hell. And this is fucking the torture that fucking Satan has fucking in store for us. Yes, vote for a tranny. Yeah, fucking good afterlife you got. Fucking A. How long do I have to stay in this shit if this is hell? Is it for 1,000 years I gotta suffer this bullshit? Then I go to purgatory and then maybe I could go to heaven after that? Great. Fucking 1,000 years in fucking hell. Then another 1,000 years with fucking aborted babies, and then I could get my wings, huh? Well, they didn't say going to heaven's fucking easy, is it? Whatever, let's continue.
To change. Please donate to this campaign for human rights, justice, and equity today. Let's keep fascism out of California together.
What the fuck? No, you dumb fucking faggot. I think we need a whole lot of fascism. Yeah, maybe if we start fucking having pride in ourselves, we won't be doing none of this stupid shit. But who knows? We'll find out soon enough, right? Yes, because this shit's here, and we're dealing with it now. So what are we gonna do? I got ideas, but the pain isn't as much yet, so you gotta suffer more before we fix this, so enjoy. Well, if this is a third party, then why not? It's better voting this than fucking Republican or Democrat. Incidentally, if you're in Florida, you should be voting for AMR. Yeah, third party. Don't be fucking paying these fucking assholes, but whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid shit in the world. So what are we gonna do? I don't know, man. I think it's gonna get worse before it gets better. So fuck these people. Don't fall for their shit. These fucking creatures are gonna be doing more and more bullshit. But because fucking people are stupid and they don't wanna hurt people's feelings, they're gonna let this tranny do whatever the fuck they want. Right? They, them, who's, what's, what? I don't know, man. I don't even know these people's fucking pronouns. Do I give a fuck? Fuck no. Fuck these people. They're nothing but stupid ass niggers, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid webpack, right? Well, friend, just get stronger and don't do anything stupid to send your ass to prison, because shit is gonna get fucking hard. It's already hard now, but it's gonna get even harder. And unless you like fucking hard dicks, don't go for that shit. Just level up, friends, because fucking A, man, these motherfuckers are gonna try to fuck us in the ass, and it's not cool. We need to fucking get stronger and get together so like that we could ensure our future. Fuck these people. These people don't deserve to live. We should fucking live. But that's why you gotta get stronger so we can live and put our implements on. Well, friends, you be wonderful and survive, because you will be needed in the future. I'll talk to you guys later, because I got my shit to do. Goodbye.
And action!
Hello, welcome to the Christianing Podcast. I'm Mary Sue. For our prostitute of the week, today we have a very special guest. From the adult film world to wanting a family, saying she's sorry, and still making profits off of her porn name, please welcome Casey Lust! Welcome, Casey. Tell us about your story. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be able to rebrand now that I've aged out of the industry.
Cut! Didn't your agent give you your lines? You're supposed to say, I'm so happy to have become a Christian.
I'm so happy to have become a Christian. You know, it's really just changed my life. I used to be in porn. You all might know me from films such as Pool Boy Orgy and Santa Came Went Up My Back Chimney. Wow, you've changed so much. So inspirational. I'm definitely not still profiting off of my former content, and I definitely do not want your audience looking it up. I totally don't have an OnlyFools anymore called Casey Lust XXE. Exactly, so don't any of you Google her. Finding God and starting a church hustle has just totally changed my life. I am making good money and I get to be treated like a normal wife and mom. Isn't Jesus amazing? I'm so happy for you. Tell us about your marriage and family life. How are you all doing?
Family life is amazing. We're rich. We go on vacation all the time. And look, here's a picture of us.
I love that for you. Amazing. See, ladies, you can spend 10 years as a porn star, make lots of money, and still get the happy ending. You've been married 6 years now. Congratulations. You see, men, you can totally marry a prostitute and be happy. Her husband is handsome and wealthy, and he doesn't have a problem with it. Yeah, he's not insecure. So he's not worried about friends and family or even your kids seeing you online? That must be so hard for you. It is. Sometimes I cry. I'm the victim, but I've repented for my sin. Casey, I am so sorry. You did the right thing. Can you tell us more about your new social media page? Yes, I'm dancing around suggestively in a trad wife dress to sell men the fantasy of submissive wives. It's totally PG!
Cut! Cut! What's with the head movements? Why are you so amped up? Did you take something? Get it together! Action!
So, tell us about your new channel. Yes, it's so fun. Now that I'm Christian, I totally love baking cookies dressed up for the camera and serving my husband. Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Fresh cookies just for you. Want a taste?
Such an amazing redemption story, just like Rahab the prostitute. And if any of you haters dare to express any concerns about us denigrating the Christian woman's image, we'll use scripture out of context to call you a Pharisee.
Cut! Great job, ladies! The government really needs men to marry these hoochies. Welfare is getting really expensive with all these baby mamas.